Srila Guru Maharaj said once, one gentleman said in regard to why this is called the Rupanuga lion, innocently, he said, why not Radha or Lalita? Why Rupa? Why the emphasis is given there? Because we can say that, can you take this? We learn no less than Sri Rupa himself the importance of Radha Dasyam. And Sri Rupa is taken to be the principal assistant of Lalita Sakhi. She occupies the position of the leader of the junior section, the Manjaris. But why, in some sense, is her position considered supreme? And Srila Guru Maharaj, in a phrase, his answer was, because in service to the holy lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari, said there is the possibility of extreme gain, the most extreme gain. How is that possible? What could be greater than connecting with Sri Krishna himself? As I mentioned on Srila Guru Maharaj's Tirobhav, that not only us, but Guru Maharaj is so candid and honest, which is a necessity if we're going to be sincere in our approach in Krishna consciousness. You have to be honest, candid, reveal the heart so that it may be properly adjusted. So Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, and we hear from Rupa in his teaching, Ado Guvashaya, Guvashaya. What's the first thing? The very first thing you have to do, take shelter of Guru. Otherwise, you're in a fantasy, a living hallucination. You have to come in connection with Guru. Take shelter at the Guru, the lotus feet of Sri Guru. So Guru Maharaj said, yes, I'm doing, but I was thinking, because that's the advice of Sri Rupa and all of those in his line, the senior Vaishnavas, it's at the crux of Vedic culture, spiritual culture, substantial. Krishna himself had Guru, went to the Gurukul. Mahaprabhu has everyone. And so he said, but I was thinking, one day, my heart's aspiration for direct connection with Krishna will be satisfied. But everyone's saying, this is the way you go. So I'm also doing that. But someday, that aspiration will be met, fulfilled. And then he said, but I came to understand in time that the Vaishnava is everything. Right? That means the devotee. Right? Krishna conception proper is all about devotion. What kind of Krishna can you conceive without his devotees? So it's announced in the beginning of the Bhagavatam in the Abhideya sloka, dharma prajita kaita bhota paramo nirmat saranam satam. Nirmat sarja satam means you cannot be envious of the devotees. And we know devotee, very high, the highest thing, but still general, then there's gradation, there's a hierarchy of devotees, a hierarchy of servitors. We just saw Sri Rupa, the leader of the juniors, Lalita Sakhi, Radharani's right arm girl, Sakhi, and superior to Sri Rupa, and then Radharani herself, the supreme devotee. How supreme is her devotion? We look to the writings of Rupa Goswami. We want to understand the position of Mahaprabhu embracing Bhakta Bhav, but more specifically Radha Bhav. Kaviraj Goswami, in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamritam, quotes Srila Rupa Goswami to establish who is Mahaprabhu, why has he come. We could think, well, that was already known or described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And that is not untrue, that is certainly true. But the internal reason for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Dev had not been given or clearly spelt out there. Bahiranga Sanghe Kori, Nama Sankirtan. In general, he's engaged in Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Nama Siddhu Dhamma Danya Dana Sagaram, distributing the holy name of Krishna and Krishna Prem liberally. But Antaranga Sanghe Kori Rasa Ashwadan, with his confidential associates, the inner group, he's cultivating his inner aspiration, the internal reason for his descent into this world, Radha Bhava Duti Subalita Nomi Krishna Sarupam. But first, that is Srup Damodar, Lalita Sakhi, who is Kaviraj Goswami quoting to establish the foundation for understanding the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lalita Sakhi, Srup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Mandri, Rupa Goswami. It says, Anarpita charim chirat korana avatirna kalo, samar payitam unatojvala rasam, swabhakti sriyam, hari purata sundar duti kadamba sandipita, sadahridaya kandare spuratu vasachinandana. Mahaprabhu appears in every Kali Yuga. So why hear Rupa Goswami saying, he's distributing what's never been given before? He's coming in every Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga's coming in. He's come. Why are you saying he's doing something that's never been done before? We find Charitamritam. Once in a day of Brahma, the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna come. Ete cha angsa kalak pungsa Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. We hear in the Bhagavatam, how many avatars are there in all the different ages? They are as innumerable as the waves of the ocean. That's innumerable. But only once in a day of Brahma does Krishna come. What is the day of Brahma? We hear in the Gita, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ahur Yad Brahmano Vidu. 1,000 Yuga cycles. What's a Yuga cycle of Satya, Dwapara, Treta, Kali, the normal sequence? 4,300,000 years, if you add them together. So it's saying 1,000 of those is equal to a day of Brahma. So roughly speaking, 4,300,000,000 years. So we're being told once every 4,300,000,000 years, the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna come, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom all other avatars, incarnations emanate from. Only once in a day of Brahma does that Swayam Bhagavan, who is that Swayam Bhagavan? No. Who is at the right hand of Srimati Radharani, that Krishna, only once. And in the Kali Yuga, that there's an overlapping of the ages, it's normally Satya, Dwapara, Treta, Kali, right? But here, there's an overlapping of Dwapara and Treta, So Dwarpa, Tretas in the second position, Dwarpa in the third. And in that Kali Yuga, the Kali Yuga that follows, comes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all the Mahaprabhus before and the different Kali Yugas, they're not like this particular Mahaprabhu. What is it that makes him unique in his magnanimity? Right? And Guru Maharaj, just as a side point, Guru Maharaj mentioned sometimes in those other Kali Yugas, Mahaprabhu, not golden, he may be, he said, the color of a parrot. There, he's coming in different ways. But here, Radha Bhava Dyuti. There's some particular quality and characteristic of this Mahaprabhu that is unique, unlike all others who've come before him. So he's saying he's doing something that's never been done before. So this, what is it? Radha Bhav. He's enveloped by the heart of Srimati Radharani, right? The supreme devotee. The supreme devotion of the supreme devotee. That means Mahabhav. Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. That has utterly charmed Krishna. And to what degree that it has awakened in him the curiosity to explore what it is like to be her. This is inconceivable. This is not described anywhere in any presentation of theism or divinity. That he wants to embrace the position of a devotee and the supreme devotee. He wants to see what that is so charming, so irresistible, that he's become enamored. And Kaviraj Goswami, and the Chaitanya Charitamritam, where he is explaining this confidential aspect of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, quoting Rupa Goswami, his Chaitanyastakam. Aparam kasyapi pranayi janabrindasya kutuki. Kutuki means curiosity. So, aparam kasyapi pranayi janabrindasya. Pranayi means the lovers of Krishna, the Braja Gopis. Pranayi janabrinda. That's what it means. And he's saying, what? He's alluding to something that is expressed more. More detail in the Ramananda Samvad. It's shorthand for establishing the supremacy of Srimati Radharani. We're told in the Rasa Leela, and I just want to say at this point, in these three slokas, Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath, you know, Sri Radha Madana Mohana, and Jayatam Suratopa, those three. So Madan Mohan, the deity of Sanatana Goswami Prabhu, Gopinath taken Prayojan Tattva, and we know Raghunath Das is Prayojan Tattva. But in the middle, Govinda. And Guru Maharaj tells us the secret, one of the open secrets, said the ultimate truth is always located in the central position. It's not like one, two, three, not like that. In the central position. And he says, why? And only I say this because I'm repeating the words of my Guru Maharaj. Otherwise, how can these things be said? But Guru Maharaj said, when it says, Sriman Rasa Rasa Rangbi Bangshi Bhatta Tatastita Karshan Venu Swanai Gopi Gopinatha Swesa Gopinath. And Guru Maharaj said, that is with all groups. So, meaning all the groups of gopis. Okay. So, how many groups are there? That's not for me to say. But we hear in different descriptions, how many gopis participate in this Rasa Leela? Some descriptions say millions. In some places it says billions, and another place trillion. And then we might think, from like, well, what if you're in the back? Then you have the wrong conception of what this is. Vaikunthir prithivadi sakala chinmoy. It's all constructed of chinmoy, not only consciousness, but consciousness enriched with devotion and dedication. So, of the highest type. So as we see in the Rath Yatra of Mahaprabhu, or Krishna and his Dwarka pastimes, and with the cowherd voice, in numerous instances, Krishna can make that experience. Someone will think like, oh, Krishna's looking at me and no one else. He has that ability to make the experience totally personal. But still, just think, let's just say millions, billions, trillions. And what is described here by Rupa Goswami, who is an eyewitness and participant, he says, Krishna surveying all, there's one who stood out among the million, billion, trillion. Think of that. They're all Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Rasa Pratibhavitabis Tabirja Eva Nidirupa Dayakalabi. They're all inconceivably beautiful, unique in qualities, characteristics, features, dress, everything. But, and all demonstrate varieties of divine devotional qualities. We're told that one stood out amongst all of them, and that we hear Bishakha Sakhi, so expert in singing and music. She's singing and dancing and wows everyone. Everyone is astonished to see that. Then Lalita Sakhi begins to sing and dance and surpassing that, and everyone is astonished. And then seeing all of this, at last, Gandharvika, Gandharva, as Guru Maharaj's deity is, Gandharva Govinda Sundar, Gandharva Radharani and her Gandharva, Gandharvika aspect, she begins to sing and dance. And it cancels everyone. And everyone is astonished, but Radharani taking it, and oh, all the groups assembled, I am a member of one of the groups. And she leaves in a huff. And then Krishna, in the midst of this trillionized gopi, Rasa Leela, suddenly the quality of the experience has gone down. Think of that. This is spiritual math. Normally, if you had a trillion and you minus one, that we would consider that negligible. Right? Trillion minus one, still pretty close to a trillion. Here, trillion minus one, he's like, what happened? The taste, everything, it's not the same. Right? That is Ramananda's mathematics for telling you this one can cancel a trillion. She's that, a trillion-fold qualification she has. Right? And connecting to Jayadev, Radha Madaya Hridaye Tatyaja Braja Sundari. And what's the proof? Taking her into his heart exclusively, Braja Sundari Tyag. He rejects all the others and goes searching for Radharani. And one of the disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, aware of these things on the Braja Mandal Parikrama, said to him, but we see that after some time, Krishna abandons her. Because right? Here they go, and the gopis are left and drowning in an ocean of separation, following the footprints, and then they see them vanish. Because they're saying, oh, this gopi, she's so fortunate. Krishna took her and left all of us behind. Her name is so sacred, not even mentioned in the Bhagavatam, but the expert of charges can give these indications. And then they see suddenly her footprints vanish, and only the footprints of Krishna, and they think, oh, she must have said, from all the singing and dancing, I'm so tired. If you want to go further, you have to carry me. Then Krishna's carrying her, and then sets her down, and she closes their eyes and thinks, there is no one more fortunate than me. Krishna left a trillion gopis to be with me and me alone. She's so happy and opens her eyes and sees that Krishna has vanished. So that devotee says to Saraswati Thakur, how are we to understand this? You know, Sri Barsabhanavi Devi Daitaya, Daita Das. Saraswati Thakur became enraged to hear this. What was proffered as a question from, you know, a simple-hearted, naive devotee, innocently, Saraswati said, why do you mention, there's no devotion to be found there. There's the key. Now he's come out. Without her, there's nothing. Why are you mentioning this? And it appears to even diminish her prestige. I won't hear of it. So they realize they've struck the spinal cord of the proper thinking person. And they go on, but Guru Maharaj is thinking like, ever the qualified servitor of Srila Saraswati Thakur, he must find a way to adjust this and maintain the prestige of Srimati Radharani and the primacy of her position. Right. Shuddha Shaktas, we are, Saraswati Thakur saying, we are worshippers of the Supreme Devi, the Supreme Shakti, Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. So Guru Maharaj has found in Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Krishna is so astonished by her love and affection and devotion to the point of being perplexed. And it occurred to him, if this what it's like when we're together, I can't imagine what happens to her when there's separation. Bahye visajalahoy bitore anandamoy Krishna prema adbhuta charit. Charitamritam, its substance. What is the wonderful, astonishing characteristic of Krishna prema of the high and separation, that although it feels that one has been poisoned like by cobra venom, they're suffering to the extreme. The heart is being showered with some inconceivably peculiar nectarine substance. These two things at the same time. Also, Rupa Goswami, Pida Bir Navakala Kuta Katuta Garbasya Nivasino Nisyandena, etc. He is saying the same, it comes from the Kaviraj Goswami, from Rupa Goswami. So Krishna actually hides himself in the kunja. He hasn't abandoned her. He's just hidden himself from her temporarily to observe her. What happens to her in separation? I can hardly imagine. And what he sees, her exhibit, the astasattvika vikar, eight different types of ecstatic symptoms in their fully blazing position. It's one thing for a few to be present to a certain degree, another thing for all to be present to a certain degree, but for all to be present to the infinite degree is also described by Srila Rupa Goswami and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and other writings. So what Krishna says then, What? This awakens the curiosity in him. What would it be like to be her and experience these things? Right. That is the internal reason for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in addition to the Nam Sankirtan, he's distributing what hadn't been given before, what? Unata Ujvala Rasa. Madhura Rasa and of the highest quality. What is meant by that? Once one devotee, having heard Srila Guru Maharaj explain the position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was just astonished and perplexed and thinking, like, why is Mahaprabhu giving this highest thing to the people in the Kali Yuga? It doesn't seem appropriate. You know, give them something. You know, be merciful, give them liberation or something. But like, he said, I can't understand. And Guru Maharaj said, this is the very nature of Sri Chaitanya avatar. Again, Rupa Goswami, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namaha. Said, what shall be conceived as the greatest magnanimity? And Guru Maharaj's word, he said, should he descend here, and he said, and distribute some stone chips? Right? No, he must give not only something valuable, but for him to qualify as the most magnanimous. Then remember the innumerable waves of the ocean, how many avatars there have been. To be the most magnanimous of all, then not only give something high, but he must give the highest thing. And what is that highest thing? It's the highest thing as conceived by him, not by others. They can think so many things are high or wonderful or desirable. But what does he consider to be the highest, most valuable thing? What he observed in Srimati Radharani, the heart of Srimati Radharani, that is the ultimate reservoir of Krishna consciousness, the highest type of Krishna consciousness. Tungamani Mandire, as Srila Gurudev said. What does this song mean? Radharani's heart is like a lighthouse of Krishna Prem. And of what type of Krishna Prem? Mahabhav. So the highest, not only Krishna Prem, the highest type of Krishna Prem, and distribute it to whom? The most fallen. So if you take the highest thing of which there is nothing higher and gift that to the lowest whom there is no one lower, then you can be described as the Mahavadanaya avatar, as Srila Rupa Goswami does. And he's saying, this is what he's giving. This has never been done before. Okay. So that, but again, as Guru Maharaj said, why Rupa? I think it's becoming obvious by quoting Rupa Goswami, but in Guru Maharaj's phrase, the possibility of extreme gain. And Guru Maharaj, when he told me this in August of 1981, after I had expressed so many things to him and appreciation and was offering myself to him unconditionally, permanently, to his holy lotus feet, he said, what I am about to tell you, you hear with rapt attention. And he said, when Radha and Krishna are in their private position. Just as we hear from Rupa Goswami in his praise of Lalita Sakhi, Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garma Bindo Nirmanchano Pakarani Kritadeho Laksham Utunga Sohrita Vishesha Vishat Pagalbam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. Saying, what is, we cannot conceive the composure of Lalita Sakhi to be in that plane and whose only interest is to see that there is no disturbance. It actually, in the verse, is a drop of sweat, but we can take it as, we'll say, the least disturbance. Not to see, that's her, while this is taking place, her interest is to see no disturbance will enter their pastimes. That's why I compare the position of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj to that of Lalita Sakhi doing that seva so that Guru Maharaj can be in his inner world extracting this divine substance and Srila Gurudev moving on the plane of Chaitanya Saraswatma, handling all the responsibilities of seva, and to see that no disturbance will go into Guru Maharaj's mind. Very similar. And he expressed some great appreciation for Ucha Gaon and Lalita Bar, the house of Lalita Sakhi. So Rupa Goswami is the person who can describe perfectly, properly, Lalita Sakhi, Radharani, Radhastikam, Lalita Astakam. In that, how does he know, she know? Because Guru Maharaj said, generally speaking, the Sakhis, they're the friends of Radharani. That means girlfriends. They're of similar age as Radharani. So in one sense, we can say they can, they can be competitors to a certain degree, right? Because they're of equal status, right? They're competitors. So it means that Radharani, she may not fully express herself on account of their presence. Right? But the younger section, led by Sri Rupa, there's no competitive aspect, there's no threat from their position. So when they're engaged in their confidential pastimes, the junior section can render service at that time, not the others. So although from one point of view it seems to be junior, from another position it becomes the highest. So it means when they're in their confidential position, the junior section headed by Sri Rupa can enter and serve them at that time. And that is why the position of Sri Rupa Goswami and Rupa Mundri is considered supreme. And why Srila Narottam Das Thakur has expressed in the song Sri Rupa Mundri Pada that the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Mundri are everything for those in this line, the aspiration of service to those lotus feet. And I remember first hearing that song so many years ago, 40, 50 years ago practically, that it was commonly understood at the time by the devotees, they would think like, oh, when it says like, say mora, say brata, say tapa, say mora, mantra, japa, saying like, so these bratas, tapas that we're performing and the mantra and the japa, we should do that with the aspiration. Like that. But when we came to Srila Guru Maharaj, and again, the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami, who personified, we saw another way to interpret this, that the service of the lotus feet of Rupa Mundri, the service of the lotus feet of Sri Guru, are our brata, tapa, mantra, and japa. They're everything to the devotee. Right? Not that you're doing these things and going in this direction, but rather that the service of, as Gurudev said, the service of the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, that's his mantra, that's his japa, that's his brata, that's his tapa, that's his everything. And that person qualifies for the full transfer of wealth. So Mahaprabhu saw in Rupa Goswami superlative qualifications. What he thought was private, as he would sing before Jagannath at the Rath Yatra, the Yakumara Hara sloka. No one could understand why apparently Mahaprabhu was singing a mundane song, to put it bluntly. Why at this? But as Gurudev was saying, they're all simple-hearted devotees. They're singing, dancing, and it's just something peculiar. It's Mahaprabhu, we can do whatever he wants. But Rupa Goswami writes a parallel sloka, filling in the blanks. Like, he's revealing why he's singing this. He's the singing in a disguised way. Rupa Goswami is saying, who is that girl? Who is that boy? What is that river? What is that time? What is that place? What is everything? And when he composed the Priya Soyam Krishna Sloka, and as we know, they write scribe on the bamboo, put it in the thatched hut roof of Haridas Thakur, went to bathe, when Mahaprabhu pulled and saw this, and he said, who wrote this? You know, like when Saraswati Thakur saw the Bhaktivinoda, who wrote this? Okay. Rupa Goswami. And when Rupa Goswami comes back from bathing, Mahaprabhu goes, why are you telling everyone? And he asks Sriptami, how can he know this? No one, you and I know this. Right? That means Radha. We know this. Sriptami is saying, you must have revealed it to him. Otherwise, it's not possible. But the other way of that means he knows your heart. He knows the heart of Srimati Radharani. He knows the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami Guru Maharaj said, mainly reveal, who also knows, but is seva to reveal, Sambandhigyan, Vidhi Bhakti primarily. Rupa Goswami's specialty, Raga Bhakti. That's why Jiva Goswami is defending the works of Rupa. Because Rupa Goswami is not taking the time to give all the references. That's the seva of Jiva Goswami. If you doubt what Rupa's written, and then you, I'm here to show, prove to you its validity with all the references, more references than you can shake a danda at. Right? But Rupa Goswami just Vidagda Madhava, Lalita Madhava, so many slokas, to the delight of Mahaprabhu and all the devotees. When Mahaprabhu was introducing and sort of conferring upon Rupa Goswami's position, all the devotees are assembled, and Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami is very shy and like in the back and not wanting to come forward. And Mahaprabhu was saying, first he said, in this, these plays you're writing, there's always a sloka in the beginning to indicate your Ishta Devata, who's your worshipable Lord. Can you recite that? He's all like, Anarpita Charim Chirad Kurnevatirna Kalo Samarpayatam Unatojalam Sabhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandivita Sadahridaya Kandare Spuritu Va Sachi Nandana Mahaprabhu. Because he's saying, it's you. You are my worshipable, who is your worshipable deity? And Mahaprabhu was saying like, that's too much. Let's move on to some other slokas. And he said, who is your worshipable Lord? And he recites the most beautiful sloka saying, you are. Mahaprabhu, ati stuti korena, too much glorification is another type of blasphemy. There are other slokas I would like to bring to everyone's attention. He's always deferring. So he says, Rupa, remember, and Haridas Thakur is there as well, the Namacharya. He said, Rupa, recite that sloka that upon hearing which everyone becomes happy and all their suffering and lamentation are vanished. Please, you know, about the holy name in Rupa Goswami, say, Tunde tandavani ritim batanute tundavali labdiye karna krodha kadambini gadayate karnar budhe vyas priha krishneti varna dvayi. I do, and his play, devotees, but these plays are reality. They're live streaming reality. They're not fantasies. They're not imagination. They're not happened a long time ago. It's live streaming lilic reality. And one devotee says to the other, I do not know how much nectar there are in the two syllables, Krishna. Like we hear, like, someone chanted 3 lakhs, someone chanted. He said, hold up. I don't know how much nectar there is in one name, in these two syllables, Krishna. How many times? Krishna. He said, in fact, when you chant Krishna, he said, there's so much nectarine sound. 2 ears are in, they're insufficient. Like, there's this shower of nectar and like two, you're trying to catch it all with 2 ears. You think, my heart suddenly aspires to have millions of ears to capture that nectarine sound. And the sweetness, the tongue is relishing and tasting, Krishna, one Krishna. Same. One tongue is insufficient. My heart suddenly expresses the aspiration to have millions and millions of tongues to taste all that sweetness. That's the poetry of Rupa Goswami. Just to, if we can hear that for a moment, you know, and understand, there's a plane like that, where one name of Krishna is an inundation of nectarine sound and taste. This and Mahaprabhu was saying, Rupa, tell everyone that sloka you wrote, that if you hear this, if for a moment you can have a glimpse of what is being expressed there, then you'll be astonished, going, oh my God, such a world exists. What is that world like? Rupa Goswami describes that world in one sloka. And this isn't even though this is 2 lines from that. No kiye amrite krishneti barna dvayi. And Mahaprabhu was, when Mahaprabhu would look at the writing of Rupa Goswami saying, it's like rows of pearls. One pearl after another after another. This looks like endless pearls to the vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur said to Saraswati Thakur, they've circumambulated the whole of Bharata, everywhere, every holy place, everything concluded. And he let, from his mouth came this enigmatic phrase. He said, you know, Vrindavan is for the hollow people, shallow thinkers. Again, we only say this, we heard from Guru Maharaj via Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Paribar. He said, a man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. Mm-hmm. How to understand that? Someone will think, oh, that's where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita? That's true, but that's not what he means. It means after 100 years of unbearable separation from Krishna, Dwaraka Krishna, to Kurukshetra, Why Mahaprabhu, his principal pastime with his devotees is celebrating Rath Yatra year after year after year. It's not peripheral, it's central. Because separation reaches its zenith point there. Atati yad bhavan anikam bhavan trutir yugayate tamapashyatam kuntila kuntalam shrimukam jite yada udikshasam pakshmakriddisham. The Brajagopis are cursing Brahma for making eyes that blink, thinking like, they're saying that blinking produces an intolerable amount of separation from Krishna. It feels like a yuga, right? So the intensity of separation reveals the greatest depth of heart. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, where does separation reach its zenith point? In Kurukshetra. And if you will go there, and if you can render service at that time, when Radharani is under her greatest necessity for assistance, then what will come in its remuneration is incomparable. Right? So the possibility of extreme gain means what to render service there? That means under the guidance of Sri Rupa. And we're told in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Prasamrita Sindhu and the natural sequence of, you know, Shraddha, Do Shraddha, Sarvasanga Bhajana Kriya, Narta Nivritti Nishta, Ruchi Ashakti Bhav, the Bhav Ankur before, then Prem, then what is it, you know, Prem, Pranay, Man, Pranay, Man, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. That the type of prema called bhav is only the highest rung of cowherd boys, meaning Subal, that's Goridas Pandit today also, Subal Saka. The prema called bhav is right before Mahabhav. Only the highest rung of cowherd boys can experience that, and it's also experienced by gopis. But Mahabhav is the exclusive terrain of Srimati Radharani and subsequently Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Guru said, but at this point, the possibility of extreme gain means Radharani is so grateful to her friend's assistance, led by Sri Rupa, that she's saying, it is beyond your constitutional capacity to experience Mahabhav. Here, have a taste of what we're experiencing. She's remunerating them with Mahabhav. And Srila Guru said, once you've had a taste of that substance, what to speak of all other taste? All other rasas become tasteless. Rasovarjam rasyopyasya paramjishtva nivartate. That is the gift of Srila Rupa Goswami and the Rupa Nuga line. So as Srila Saraswati Thakur would conclude, like Guru said, wherever he started his lectures, invariably, inevitably, it ended up at Radha Dasyam, achieved in service to the holy lotus feet, expressing his aspiration to birth after birth. Right? Srimad Rupa Padamboja Dulisham Janma Janmani, to be dust at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, birth after birth. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Rupa Goswami Tirubha Mahamahutabhatiti Ki Jai. The book. Saying Yanilo Prema Dana. Anyone know the page? Yes. 143. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 24 hours from before his departure from this world, called Srila Guru Maharaj to his disappearance bed and asked him to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, the anthem of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in the Rupa Nuga line. Jayanilo prema dono koruna prachur. Jayanilo prema dono.
Thank you.
Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu Tiro Ba Mahamahotsavati Ti Ki Jai Shri Gauridas Pandit Tiro Ba Mahotsav Ki Ti Ki Jai.